Welcome to Beyond the Pulpit, exploring the life and ministry of Walnut Creek Church downtown. This podcast is a ministry of the pastors of Walnut Creek downtown for our members and regular attenders. To learn more, please visit walnutcreekchurch.org/downtown or join us on Sunday mornings at 8, 9:15, or 10:45 a.m. at 323 East Locust Street in downtown Des Moines.
Well, all right. Welcome to Beyond the Pulpit. My name is Derek Wadley, and I'm joined by Luke Hookey. Say hi, Luke.
Hey, everyone.
And Dan Rood. Say hi, Dan.
What's up, everybody?
And we are coming at you live via podcast tape delay from the Ministry Center at 301 East Locust. And we're excited today to talk about the fall launch here in the life of the church.
It's
a really big season for us as a church. We spend a lot of time. We spent most of the summer planning around what we're going to do in the fall. And shortly after the fall, we always see what went well and what didn't. And so the big question, I guess, is why is the fall such a big time in the life of our church? A lot of churches, fall launch is a big deal, but especially in ours, we put a lot of effort into that. So why is the fall a big season?
Yeah, many churches, their schedule revolves around the fall for a lot of reasons. And I would say at our church, there's a few reasons the fall is really important to us. First reason is that it launches a new ministry season. There are all kinds of ministries in the church, and most of those ministries take some sort of break during the summer, but we start them back up in the fall. So in the fall, our community groups will start back up.
Yep.
Some groups have been off for a few months. Some have been off for a few weeks, but all of them will be up and going here in a few weeks. We have Wednesday night ministry, kids ministry on Wednesday nights, the Wednesday nights community groups, student ministries, which is so important. We have Reengage that's going to be starting up here in the fall. Set Free, Campus Fellowship is going to get going.
Fellowship's kicking back off,
which is pretty awesome. And so just a new ministry season, but it's a fresh start. It's so valuable to the life of the church. It's a new opportunity for people to get involved. Another reason is that there is often a lot of new people who come to church in the fall.
A lot.
Now, Luke, why do new people come to church in the fall? What happens? What's happening there?
Yeah, it's a good question, Dan. I think oftentimes it's pretty simple. People are traveling out in the summertime. A lot of activities happening. Plus, people are moving. So there, you know, a lot of times people move between the school year. And so the fall is when the school year is beginning to start back up. People kind of in a bit of a more of a routine, getting into a normal kind of schedule. And so church is one of those things either people are looking for in the fall as they moved into a new city, or as they're kind of just getting back and acclimated with the kind of normal schedule of life in school, just more consistent at attending church. And so I think for whatever reason, there's a lot of times people are just thinking about church or finding a church, joining a church in the fall. And it seems like it's just that kind of year, time of the year where there's just a natural reset, and especially in our culture in Iowa, and as you're moving into the winter months. And so I think that's a lot of what's happening. What's going on is people's schedules are becoming more normalized. They're not as crazy, not as much travel, and especially as the school year starting. So
families start to kind of enter their rhythms that they're going to hold on to for a while till Christmas break comes along and kind of wrecks everything.
That's right.
Until basically Thanksgiving comes along.
Thanksgiving,
Then you hit Thanksgiving, it's like it's a wreck until after the first year.
That's right. So that's why we have an opportunity with all of these ministries to launch well, because all these ministries and they meet a need for almost everybody that comes through from newborns to those who are older than we are and everywhere in between. All sort of every season of life, different sin struggles, different like learning opportunities. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's exciting because we're going to be jumping back into the book of Romans last last fall. We started the Book of Romans, and mm-hmm. we spent quite a few weeks there. And later in the fall, we're going to be getting into the Book of Romans.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been asking.
A lot of people
when we're going to get back there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and we are going to get there this fall, but we're not going to get to Romans 9 in September. We're going to take just a little bit of a break, and we're going to spend time 6 weeks going through a series that we're going to call Cultivate. And so we told everybody that we're going to jump back into Romans in the fall, Romans 9 in the fall, and we are going to do that. But we're going to do Cultivate first. It's a six-week mini-series to launch the fall. Now, what are we going to be talking about there, D?
We're going to be talking about six different things. So say, like you said, six-week mini-series. We're going to be talking about work, Bible reading, worship, marriage, parenting, money, and kind of how to cultivate different biblical habits, how to grow, and how as the individual Christian is growing and cultivating these disciplines in their life, it actually helps the church grow healthy and stronger in Christ together.
Yeah, a couple of reasons we're doing the series and focusing on these different topics is because we think these topics are really important in the life of Christians.
Yeah.
How do you handle your money? How do you think about parenting? How do you think about your marriage? These are really important topics, and we have not covered them for a long period of time. And once we get back into the Book of Romans, we're not going to cover them for a while. And so we think this is a really important opportunity to zero in on these topics and instruct the church in these areas. Mm-hmm. Another reason is that it is difficult to launch in the fall discussing Romans chapter 9. And so we thought, is this the right time? If there are a lot of new people, a lot of new college students coming to church for the first time, do they want to hear?
Well, makes Romans 9 so hard.
Yeah, I know. It's not hard. I mean, I've been studying Romans 9. I love Romans 9. We love the Bible, and it's a wonderful, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful chapter in mm-hmm. Romans 9, 10, 11. Yeah. But it's also a chapter that requires a lot of thought, and there's mm-hmm. been a lot of debate. And so we thought, let's get into the fall. Let's focus on these specific areas, mm-hmm. Instruct the church, and then we'll open up Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11 as we get closer mm-hmm. to Thanksgiving. So we're thrilled about that. A lot of time and energy has gone into preparing the miniseries Cultivate, and so we're excited mm-hmm. to launch that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a really great, really helpful series that sets us as a church up well.
Yeah, the second question we wanted to look at is, what are we hoping our people do in the fall as it relates mm-hmm. to new people? What are we hoping the saints do? And that's a big question because I think by God's grace, there have been new people coming
all summer.
I mean, it's a good thing that people are coming to hear the truth or they're interested in Christ. And that's a wonderful thing. We never want to take that for granted. Mm-hmm. But I have had all kinds of conversations with people about what do we do with new people when new people come. And so, Luke, what do we do? What do we hope our people do when a new person walks through the door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one is we just hope that people would just be welcoming. So if there's somebody you don't recognize, you don't know, it'd be good to go and meet them. And you might be thinking, well, how do I know if they're new? And it's like, well, you just ask them, how long have you been coming to church? Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's your first time, or you've been here a few times, or whatever. And let them answer that question. And maybe what happens is you find out you're meeting somebody who actually is a member of the church, and that's a good thing too, so that's not bad. But I think one is just welcome. Look at people, smile at people, engage with them, say hi to them in the atrium or while you're at the coffee bar, during meet and greet or right before the service or right after the service are great times to actually go and just meet somebody new and just welcome them to the church. A lot of people, you know, statistically speaking, I think it's that they kind of make their decision about whether or not they're going to come back to a church within the first, you know, just like 10, 15 minutes of whether or not they're welcomed and greeted by somebody. And so for those of you even who are greeting, you know, formally greeting, like at the doors, it's really important to look at people and smile at them and say, good morning, glad to see you, glad you're here, as well as to, you know, in the service or right before to greet people. I think secondly, is just to, you can direct them to the Welcome Center. And the Welcome Center, we have, you know, a gift for somebody who's new. There's opportunities for them to get better connected to the church, for us to get to know them to get to know us, to kind of figure out kind of some next steps, whether it be a community group or maybe a membership class, or whether it's just ministry, getting their kids connected to Wednesday night's ministry. So you can just tell them to go to the Welcome Center, or you could be, you know, even a better Christian.
You can go the extra mile.
You can go the extra mile. Take that shirt off your back, and so you can bring them to the welcome center.
Keep your shirts on, people.
Leave your shirt on.
Okay. Leave your shirt on. Yeah, that's right.
So you can, So anyway, that would be one thing is just to get them, bring them to the Welcome Center to get connected. Or I think another thing, and you can use your discretion here about what you do, but it's just to invite them. Maybe it's invite them out to coffee. Maybe it's invite them to lunch. Maybe it's invite them over, you know, to your house and or to your community group, whatever it might be. And so just invite them into your life and use your discretion, your judgment about what that might look like. And so I think those are three things, at least that come to my mind about how we can, what we can do when it comes to welcoming or new people in the church this fall. And so for whatever reason too, it's kind of crazy. I mean, God's just been, you know, we kind of take for granted we're going to have new people and I don't want to take that for granted, but God has just been gracious and there are new people who are coming throughout the summer, but it seems like that begins to even heighten a bit more in the fall. And so, one way to think about it is have your head in a swivel, look for new people.
And I think overall the church does a really good job of welcoming new people. That's some of the feedback I often hear is you guys are very welcoming. You're very kind to new people. And that's something that we want to just keep getting better and better at. One perspective that has helped me a lot over the years is that when someone comes to church, when they walk through the doors, first, it's hard to be a new person at church. Mm-hmm. It is a really hard process. And I've
how many times have you been a new person, Dan?
You know, church? I've never been.
I haven't been a new person in like 14 or 15 years. So I was
born here, people. I was born here. So I've never been a new person.
But you have been to churches.
I've been to many churches. Yeah. And
experienced that.
Yeah, that's right. And even this summer, I've been to a few different churches. And just getting to know people, talking to people, and it's something that has stood out to me is some churches that have done a really good job of welcoming me. They did not know who I was, and they were very welcoming. And other times, people just they totally overlooked me, and that's fine. I'm not holding a grudge against that. I was just visiting.
What you can't see is the tear welling in his eye, about to trickle down.
But it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. And again, I think the church does a great job of welcoming people. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to be a new person, and if you've been coming to Walnut Creek for a while, you probably feel relatively comfortable, you know people, it feels a little bit like home, but that new person coming through the doors, it's a nerve-wracking experience. The second perspective that's really helped me is that often people are coming to church because they have some need. There's something happening in their soul. Maybe they are looking for friends. Maybe they need help with their marriage or parenting, or they've had some tragedy. You know, sometimes people come to church, they're new to town, and they're healthy. Spiritually, they're growing, they're mature, and that's a glorious thing. But that is not the norm. Usually people are coming to church because they're experiencing some sort of pain in their life or some sort of discomfort. Yep. And we have the opportunity to represent Christ to these people. My mother-in-law, she gave me a piece of advice many years ago, and it's been helpful. She just says, when it comes to a new environment, she says, just be the first person to say hello. So when you see someone, just be the first to say hello. Look people in the eye and just say hi. That's not all that difficult to do. And that really, really does help a lot. It helps open up conversations. And so we want to be the first to say hello. Look at people and say hello. And Luke, what was your new person experience at Walnut Creek over, you know, what was that, 20 years ago? Whatever it was.
I don't know when that would have been, 2003-ish, right? Something like that. A long time ago. Yeah. Not as old as you, though.
That's right.
Born in it. Yeah, my new person experience was there was a woman in the church who'd been in the church for quite some time, if I understand correctly. And she had some strong opinion, shall we say?
Is it a conviction?
Okay. And one of those convictions was that you should not wear a hat in the building. I don't think it was even just in church. I think it was
just
in
the building anywhere. No hats.
Funny enough, you know, I think that was actually a thing. My grandpa was that way too. You walked into his restaurant, you took your hat off, and if you didn't, you'd be some consequence. But she let it be known that you shall not wear a hat in the building. And so she took my hat and she sat on it. And And she was a rather large woman.
Oh.
And so she sat on my head. I don't think I was the only one who experienced this. I think Darren, Pastor Darren Miedema in Altoona, also experienced that. I remember thinking, what? Is this like a joke? Is she joking? And it was like she was not joking. And I think Dan was mortified.
So I invited two of my high school friends to
But that's why
church.
I stayed.
I know. I invited two of my friends from high school, Darren Miedema and Luke Hutti, to church, and they're wearing hats. And someone in the church physically grabbed the hats off their head and sat on their hats. It's wild.
But here's what I'm taking away from this. Yeah. Darren and Luke are pastors.
They
stuck around. It's been 21 years. So maybe
it's like,
it was a special
high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward.
It's like, you know, men found their wives at wells and Walnut Creek found their pastors by
sitting on their hats. That's the way it works.
I don't know if that's how it works.
That's the way it works. So anyway, so don't sit on people's hats at church. But I think the church does a great job. And
you know, funny enough, I don't think that was even at church. It wasn't even a church service.
It wasn't.
It was something else. Yeah. So it wasn't even a church service, which I don't know, you know,
it's terrible.
Wouldn't have made it that much better, but at least a little bit maybe more understandable. I don't know.
Okay, Romans 12:13 says, share with the saints in their needs, pursue hospitality. And the word hospitality, Greek word philoxenia, philo love, xenia, stranger. Mm-hmm. Now, the word hospitality means a lover of strangers. And so that's what Christians are to be, that we love people who we don't know. And obviously we need to have discernment and wisdom in how we do that. But when someone comes through the doors, we want to love people that we don't know in the name of Christ. And so I think that we have an opportunity every single week to love people that we don't know. What an opportunity that we have.
Yeah. I want to reiterate what Luke said, just with that window, that first 15-minute window. And so we have a meet and greet time, and I think that's really great. I think that's good. It's good to kind of have an eye out for it, maybe take a little bit of time during one of the songs. Your heart should be worshiping the Lord. You should. But maybe take a second and kind of look around. Who don't you recognize? And then be ready for that. But usually by the time we get to meet and greet, we're almost past that 15-minute window that a new person is there. So and new people are typically the early ones. So if you show up before service starts and you see people sitting in the chairs, more than likely they haven't been a part of Walnut Creek for long at all. It might even be their first time. So that's, showing up early for a service is always a great opportunity. If you even to just adjust your schedule by 10 minutes, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So we have a great opportunity coming up as we launch a new fall ministry season, and we want to make the most of that. And so I just want to be encouraging you. We want to encourage all of you to be praying. God will bring people that He's been working on, and we would have opportunities to love people in the name of Christ, welcome them into the life of the church, that we might fulfill the mission, making disciples.
Yep. Totally.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Pulpit. Walnut Creek Church exists to glorify God by making authentic disciples of Jesus Christ who love and worship Him in all they do. To submit a question to be answered in our next podcast, please visit our website at walnutcreekchurch.org/downtown. If you haven't already, please give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram and sign up for our weekly email updates. And please join us for church on Sunday mornings at 8, 9:15, or 10:45 a.m. at 323 East Locust Street in downtown Des Moines.